BBC News with Marion Marshall. At least 13 people have been killed and more than 80 wounded in a bomb attack in the Pakistani city of Lahore. The explosion occurred near the Punjab Provincial Assembly, where hundreds of people had gathered in the street to protest about new rules governing the sales of pharmaceuticals. A faction of the Taliban group said it carried out the attack. The Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has been having his first face-to-face meeting with President Trump in Washington. Speaking in the past few minutes, Mr. Trump stressed the ties between the two countries and said they would continue to work together against terrorism and towards reciprocal trade and shared growth. The Iraqi military says its warplanes have carried out an attack on a house where the leader of the Islamic State group, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, was believed to be holding a high-level meeting. The statement gave a list of 13 IS commanders said to have been killed in the attack. A tour bus has crashed in Taiwan, killing 32 people and injuring 12 others. Rescue workers in Taipei said the bus veered off a slip road and overturned in the east of the city. Scientists say they found banned chemicals from the 1970s in the deepest reaches of the Pacific. It's believed to be the first evidence of pollutants affecting one of the most remote habitats on Earth. Officials in California are preparing to inspect the damage to an overflow channel on the Oroville Dam, the tallest in the United States. Evacuation orders have been issued for nearly 200,000 people living near the dam after an overflow channel appeared to be in danger of collapse. Police in Austria say a 25-year-old man who dresses up as Hitler has been arrested on charges of glorifying the Nazi era, a crime in Austria. The man has been seen having his photograph taken outside the house in the town of Braunau, where the dictator was born. BBC World Service News.